Speaking of that, I know that on the base, the Gemara had a problem. The Baraisa says that Yisrael, this is the first Baraisa, Yisrael Shalove Mois Minanachi Beribis. The Malve was a guy. And he was Malove Beribis, Kubikesh Lachziram Loi, and he wanted to pay back the guy. But so Yisrael Acher, Ba'omaloi Tnom Liv and Yeluloch Kedar Shatamaloloi. So he found another Yid, he wanted to pay back the guy already, and the second Yid says, I'll pay you Kederich and I'll pay you Beribis. So that's also because that's Poshet Eretz also because Bilbo Leitzon, even though the money belongs to the Yid, so he's lending the first Leib is lending the second Yid, so that's Eretz Taraisa. Then Hemidoi Eitzel Nochei Muta. But if he brought him to the Zoyish Malve, and the Malve said to lend to the second Yid, then this is Muta. To the second Yid, then it is Muta. And the Gemara had a problem. How was the Goy Zoyche in the money? So how was the guy Zaycha in the money? So the different akimtis. So let us go with our three lines before the bottom of the Amit. Rabino Omar, Nehei Deshlichis Lenochi Leslei Sfiye Midarabonon Islei. Let us see Rashi. Sfiye Midarabonon Islei Sheye Yisroel Zaycha Letzorech Nochi. Which means that the second Leiva, when he'll get the money from the first Leiva, so he's Zeiche the money for the Goyish Malva. He's Zeiche for the Goyish Malva. Now the money, that means that the first Leiva is giving him the money to be Zeiche for the Goyish Malva. Now the money belongs to the Goyish Malva. Now, and the Goyish Malva says that the second Leiva can borrow it, so he's borrowing the money from the Goyish Malva, and therefore the Ribbis that he's paying Ribbis for the Goyish Malva, and he's paying Ribbis for the Goyish Malva. The second Yisrael is Zeiche for the Goyish Malve. Hilkach, Zim is Rabban Yisrael, period. That all the time. Hilkach, Sheye Yisrael Zeiche Letzorech Nochi, that Yisrael could be Zeiche Letzorech Nochi. Hilkach, Ahu Yisrael Zeiche Lei Midarabonon. So now the second Yisrael will be Zeiche for the Goy Midarabonon. Ba'avozu, Mi Yisrael Rishen, will be Zeiche from the Yisrael Rishen. Now, before we go further, there is a problem that the Ramban is Ma'ira, that we're talking about the Raisa de Keribis, the money, before this sphere, the money belonged to the first Leiva. So it's Yiddish money. And he's lending it to the second Leiva, so it's a Yiddish Alvor with Ribbis. So we're saying, Midarabonon, the second Leiva is Zeicher for the Goy, so not Midarabonon, it belongs to the Goy. The money belongs to the Goy, so it's called his barn from the Goy. Very nice Midarabonon, it belongs to the Goy, but Minatayla belongs to the Yid, so there's a Shaila of Ribbis. So the Ramban asks this kasha, the Ramban makes a cheshbon, the whole thing is a Ribbis Tarabonon, I'm Omru, how it's a Ribbis Tarabonon is difficult to understand. The Rajba says, no. The Rajba says, Hefka Bez Mefka, and Vakil, so the Rabbonon said that the Goy should be Zeisha. The Rabbonon, yes, Chia La'akum, they said the Rabbonon should be Zeisha. I would just like to mention, can show you a Ben, why the Ramban did not say this Teret. I mean, this is the Rajba, he says a very, Mechudish Tiket Teret, why didn't he say like the Rajba? So, L'chayrem, the reason he didn't say like the Rajba, because there's a Machlekes HaPoiskim, if Kinyan, the Rabbonon, Mahani Midaraisa. That means that even though Midarabonon belongs to someone, can we say that Minatayla belongs to someone? The Machlekes HaLishayim. So, L'chayrem, I thought this is a Machlekes the Rajba, the Ramban. The Rajba of Kinyan, the Rabbonon, Mahani Midaraisa. So, since Midarabonon, they said that the Goy was Aisha, so that means all Gabi Odin is saying it belongs to the guy, but he can come on. And the Ramban holds King and the Rabbanon, Lema Hami Bereit. That's what I thought. In the Etten, Bar Nimiluyen, in Simen Lamed, Sif Kotten Hei, which speaks about a different Shailen Gansen, starts off by saying this, there's a Moya Bikar Ramban. The Ramban is speaking about if a person gives a get in Dalet Amos of the Isha. So, Ishima Gereshes. It's Mabut Gmala, she's Megereshes. If you talk into a Dalet Amos, she's Megereshes. So the Ramban is the Kasha, how is she Megereshes? Dalet Amos is at the Rabbanon. The king of Dalet Amos is at the Rabbanon. So how is she Megereshes? This is the Ramban's Kasha. So the Ramban says, it's called the Mekadish Shabbat. The Rabbanon Mekadish, Makin Alba, Lutzim, 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 by throwing a gift at Dalet Amos, the Makir, the Kedushal, and that's what the Ramban says. And he brings down another Ishin that says, thank you, Bezim, thank you. They were Makir, the Dalet Amos. And so the Mele, the Dalet Amos belongs to us, so it's our culture. So she's a gift, Minatay, it's called Dalet Amos. Since the Rabbana were Makir, the Makir, they said it belongs to her. So school buddy put it into her hood. So I'm removing start off by saying that that's the McClurkin. Now if I'm not singing that one, I'm not having the guy sit. So I'm able to say it's a nature, how would she do that? It's a thing called the McClurkin by the McClurkin. I forgot what the other nation was, and then people had to mention this, and then he also King of Dabon and Mahamil and Bereiser. Now later, after the room after the fight, they want to say that Rambam also holds King of Dabon and Mahamil and Bereiser, and let me go into why the Rambam had to say over there. But the Chayyah from Rambam, it would seem that the Rambam holds King of Dabon and Mahamil and Bereiser, and that's why the Rambam had a cash, how can Sia help the Rabon and said that, yes, Sia, how can we the Rabon? See the problem. So, with the Chayyah, seem that the Rambam holds King of Dabon and Mahamil and Bereiser. And that's the end of the Rambam, and that's what I told King of Dabon and Mahamil and Bereiser. So the Sarafini said that the second labor is later the money from the first labor for the guy, and then he's later from the guy. So the guy is the mother, and then he is how far the hindus is to the guy. And but Sarafini said it's straight. Now, hey, the shlichus will not say last night, even though there's no been shlichus. Fear, we can have on this way, but we can have on them, they gave a little of fear. Maybe they have a cotton, because we see a similar loss by cotton. Cotton will have avo gal, the rest like shlichus. There's no shlichus for a cotton. This way, see it, but they didn't see it. So, Hinami, Leishma. So, the same thing we see that the Rabbanon were mistaken, and then I was talking about them, even though Minatoya is not in Shlishis. So then the Gemara says, Veloihi, you cannot compare a goy to a cotton. Israel, Osi, Lechlau, Shlishis, that means every cotton eventually will be a thin Shlishis by him when he becomes a godel. So, the Mele, so the Rabbanon said, so till he becomes a godel, they were mistaken, I didn't see it. Akum, Leosi, Lechlau, Shlishis, but an Akum will never be a thin Shlishis. By a goy, so the neighbor was talking as in fear, so there's no in fear, I feel me that I burn on by a goy. I love the Tirashi. The Tirashi, cotton, left leg shlichus. If he cuts up shlichus, the goggle cuts up. The whole parasha of shlichus was said by a goggle, because the parasha of shlichus, atom, yam atom, we learn from the yam atom just like you can be taken, your shlichus can also be taken. So we need, if he came shlichus, the goggle cuts up. The goy, we claim. Someone that's goy can make tuna. So yeah, hey, actually, she had this, the people they have, but it can make tuna. The parasha is speaking about a goggle. When they're going east trip, it says east, they got me through and they ate Kalisha, she is then a Levi. This is also for me, not racist, and that's when it's going to be. But I'll come on him, Sarashi said, by head nation, they're going and through you need an east. So the Pasha of Shlishis is speaking about an east, the Atem is an east. So the Atem is an east, so you only have a Pasha of Shlishis by an east, by a cook. So no, the Shlishis by a cook. The Ksaita Hoshim is the Kasha and the Sashi. He is the Kasha. But when I say, I'm Mufle, I'm from the east, and he's the year before Douglas. It's Tumas and Tumas. You can make the dollar and the dollar and Tumas and Tumas and the dollar. You can make Tumas. So yes, the Tasha and the Slashy, so the Asha says, well, the Asha speaking about the Nish, it says he's making Tumas, he has to be a Nish. The Asha says, thank you, the dollar, all over the Nish. This is the first discussion from the Kutta Hesu Kutta Gimel. The Kabbalah Sakhlesian wants to say, two Terutin and this Kasha. One thing that he wants to say, that is true, a Mufla from the Nish can make Tumas. So what is that? The Taylor was Megala, Legavi Tumas, he's called a Godel. That means there are different qualifications to be called a Godel. By qualified Tumas, you mean Shaman, Smut. By Nidoran, and by Hesitation, by Tumas, you need a different qualification. You don't need so much. If you're a year before Godless, you can also go so. That's a Godel. Legavi these things. So the Mele wants to say, and that he's right. The Pasha of Shlichus was said by a Godel. And I hope that someone reached to make Tumas, so he's also a Godel. Legavi the Pasha of Tumas is a Godel. But only a Godel can make a Shriya. And qualified Tumas, a Godel wants to make a Shriya to be great or something for him, so then he's a cook. That's one Mele he wants to say. The second Mele he wants to say that the parasha is speaking about the Goyim. It says Ish, Ish means a Godel. Even though La'alache, a Mufla Samach Le'ish can make Tumah, but the parasha isn't, the parasha of Shlichus is not speaking about a Mufla Samach Le'ish. But the parasha says Ish, I am a new Lima, the Mufla Samach Le'ish can also make Tumah. But the parasha that speaks about Tumah, where everything is speaking, it says Ish, Ish, and therefore, so the Atem, and this parasha is only speaking about a Godel. This way, see it, this man goes from the bottom of the place, Ishmael. Zot, the Gemara Vaita. Anu, Shavya. Tamar Amor. Yisrael, Shalom, and Mois, Min Anochi, and Beribis. Yisrael borrowed money from a goy, which is Mutter. The Zotman followed the Milve. And now, the slave of Ribbis, he made it into a Milve. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over, in the Kedah Jewish, Mabachonon, he brings down some of Chayim, what is the type of Zotman followed the Milve? That means, well, what's the Nagashim bringing? We hear here, a goy lent a yid $100. And he says that when he pays back in a month, he owes him $120. $20 for the Ribbis. Now, we're up to the month ended, and he owes him $20 for Ribbis. So he says that the $20 that you owe me, I'm lending you. So what does that mean? So the lesson of the kindness to Mahashve, the whole Zufte, Kipri Rain, Ucha Alva, Shadoshe. It's considered, not from all of the Nuve, we make you owe me $20 of this. So I'm reckoning that to Eru, I got paid, and I'm lending you the $20. So that means now you owe me $120. before we owed him $100 for the visit of $20. Now, they wrote a new star. You lent me the visit that to Emu you were a traitor, and now I owe you $120. It's up and all over the moon. Then he died, and now the boy became naive. The engravings in this guy is up from all over the Louvre, is before the gayest. He's up from all over the Louvre, so we consider outgoing. He got paid for the bit. And now he lent him the $120. Now the grave became naive, so now he owes him $120 outside. Look, that's more. The I think it's supposed to be the year's right, and now he owes him $120 outside. I see, there's $120. The engravings in this guy, before the gayest, is up from all over the Louvre. Later, such an imitator, so this, and now he can engrave everything, because the visit was paid up outgoing, and now he owes the year, he owes the year $120. The Imra Akos in his guy is up from all over the Louvre. But what is, if the gayest was, the Imra Akos in his guy is up from all over the Louvre, that means first he was the gayest, and then he was up from all over the Louvre. So that means, of there, he was graver than this, and then he's lending him back to the bit. So I'll confirm here again, visit, to the Bayonet. He's graver than the gayest. The Imra graver is not graver than the Louvre. Because the gayest of this was the gayest. That is, if the Louvre was a great in his guy. The same, the other way around. Not he shall ever raise the Israel. I eat a great bag of money from me, but it is up from all over the Louvre, and it's guys, so the same number. Imagine when this guy is up from all over the Louvre. If, before the gayest, was up from all over the Louvre. So it comes out, the great paid the yeed the ribbit, and now the yeed is re-lending him the ribbit together with the rest of the cannon. So now the here, to pay back is not all ribbit without trouble, but it's a cannon, but it's a ribbit. And imagine this guy is up from all over the Louvre, but if, after the gayest, was up from all over the Louvre, it's great as a cannon, then the great as a ribbit, because he can't be considered that the ribbit was paid out when he went, but the ribbit was paid out when he was a yeed already. That Yenshi Aimer, not he shall ever raise the Israel Berebus. The second case, that a not he that borrowed money can, the Israel Berebus. And Benkah, or Benkah, five, the Gavis was, after Zachman Allah Benoza, which then it is Mutter. And five, the Gavis was, before Zachman Allah Benoza, which theoretically should be also. Benkah, or Benkah, greater as a Karen, the greater as a Berebus. I'm going to make a finish, that even though he was Megaya himself, and then was Zachman Allah Benoza, he still paid the Berebus. Oh my, love it. My time is a day, I'll be before the gayest. If the gayest was before the Zachman Allah Benoza, the gayest was before the Zachman Allah Benoza, it will be perfect to pay, so people will be mighty loud on his day. You know why it was Megaya? take his money from the neighbor. So therefore, there's no reason to try to save Yashin. The Greenbergs are the base, the Mishas, the Kufa, he actually says this one, this what we mentioned, Havri Kidori. The mimic, your greatest, the Hibbish Balvor, we consider to evil the Hibbish was paid, and now he's re-lending him the Hibbish. So my neighbor told him, he owes him now of the new Halvor, but the Hibbish was paid up for him. Then Kaka, 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 Kaka,
is going to go to a Lekeya who bought the Kalka Bezado.
And he's going to know that this name of that was a whole shayla shada, you bought it by shada, you owe them up. So now, if this lekayach would be rather a baklin, he would say, base, you lent him the shayla shada, I'm sorry, there was a curl, this halva was the shayla shnissen. That's the curl, everyone knew there was a curl, I bought this before that. So, every lekuchis knew when each halva was, everyone was aware of this. So he's going to go and mount from the lekayach, Bezato, so he can't pull the wool over my eyes. I know when Dalbo was. Dalbo was Reish Chaydish Nissen. But we're afraid, the eager delay masik adaita ledate kol kach bezman halbo. But there's some lekuches that they won't put two and two together. That in the shtar, the bezman halbo, it says in the shtar, the shchaydish adol. They won't be medagde kol kach bezman halbo. Loime lemal veshtolcha, but what are you talking? You lent it. The kel came out Reish Chaydish Nissen. Or you say, you lent the money Reish Chaydish adol. Umekri kodem lavoscha. If a person is holding cheshbon, so this will never happen. But there are some people who are not medagdik, and he shows them a shtar, and he's naive, and he'll pay him.
So memele, in order to ensure that such a havla should not occur, chazal pasul d'shtar. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Fine. Now we're going to have a very interesting maaser. Ahu gavre, the masculine